Welcome back to Songbook, everyone. My name is Alessandro, and this is the songwriting podcast where we go in-depth into the songwriting process of every single one of my songs. Today we have a song called Living This Life, and first up I'm going to play it for you live, and then we're going to go into what it's all about and where, when, how it was written. Here we go.
I think I learned how to put the worries away, 'cause everybody's out having fun and I'm alone and I don't care. Don't care about anyone, don't care about the beach or sun, don't care about the tan lines on my boxers, baby, but let's be clear, ain't nobody tan for themselves, I hear. But it's not you, it's not you who's living my life. Not my dad, my mom, or Becky's cousin Sarah, who is saying my time. If I wanna go out tonight, wanna crawl up deep inside, wanna drive all night into the dark, gives way to morning light. It's just me who's living this life. Ooh, ooh. Know your words won't sway this tree trunk now in any way, 'cause the roots going deep this time. You can't pull me out, 'cause I don't care. I don't care about happy hour, don't care about the big beer tower, don't care where you're at on this planet, baby, 'cause listen here, my real friends, they know I care. But it's not you who's living my life. Not my dad, my mom, Becky's cousin Sarah, who's saying my time. If I wanna go out tonight, wanna crawl up deep inside, wanna drive all night into the dark, gives way to morning light. It's just me who's living my life. Gotta bring the soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'll be fighting. Better bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause it's my life I'm living. Gotta bring the soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'll be fighting. Better bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause it's my life I'm in. Well, it's not you who's living my life. Not my dad, or my mom, or Becky's cousin Sarah, who's saying my time. You ever wanna go out tonight? Wanna crawl up deep inside? Wanna drive all night into the dark, it's way to morning light. It's just me who's living my life.
That is Living My Life. Interesting song, this one. I feel both this song and the last one, Andrew in the Water, they're both songs that, you know, it's funny. Okay, so once I write a song, I often record that song and have it as a demo. And to sort of solidify the song itself, I listen to that demo later on. So I actually have this list on my phone, a little download folder on Google Play, because I can like send it to myself on Facebook and then download the song. And then, I mean, I'm sure there's a better way of doing it, but for some reason, that's the only way I can find it to play it on my phone. And I end up like just playing these demos over and over again. And for me, that like sort of substitutes practice sometimes. I mean, obviously it doesn't, but like it just allows me to learn the song. But it does have this like unintended consequence where the songs that I don't like as much or the songs that I don't listen to as much, they often are the songs that I just don't know, you know? So if you're watching on YouTube, you might have noticed that I've just been looking at the songbook for the words on this one a lot because, you know, I just don't know this song that well. And it's probably because both this one and the last one, you know, they're not in my favorites, you know? They're not in the songs that I don't know. I think this one's fine. I think this one actually could probably be used. But it's not in my favorites. Not in my favorites. But anyway, let's talk about writing it. So, okay. So I've just had to refer to the notes in this little songbook to see what I'd actually written this about. The lyrics, which relate to not only going out, that was definitely me feeling pressure about just wanting to be home after going to a friend's house for dinner and they all want to party. But I was thinking, no, I don't care. Okay. So, yeah, I think I remember I was in KL and I was midst recording the EP and yeah, there were a few friends that I'd caught up with and they were all sort of giving me a hard time about, like, not going out with them after they'd gone for dinner. And I'd sort of just... you know, I think I got home and I was just like, I think I learned how to stop. I think I learned how to put the worries away because everybody's out having fun and I'm alone and I don't care. I don't care about anyone. I don't care about the beach or sun. I don't care about the tan lines on my boxers, baby. But let's be clear, ain't nobody tan for themselves out here. It's not you. It's not you who's living my life. Not my dad or my mom or Becky's cousin, Sarah, who's has say in my time. If I want to go out tonight, want to crawl up deep inside, want to drive all night until the dark gives way to morning light, it's just me who's living my life. And I think there was a little bit of anger here as well because I think this is also part of the era where I was just discovering myself and the woman that I was romantically interested in sort of she wasn't doing anything but like my expectations of everything was sort of moving me around a bit and I think it was just at the point where I was just like, look, Alessandro, if you want to take control of things, like, it's just you who can control that, you know, it's just you who's living your life. And I think this song kind of does have a message, you know, for us or even for myself, like right now, it's continuing to just be clear that this life is about you, yourself. And I mean, it's sort of one of those things where we say, oh, the world doesn't revolve around you. But I mean, if you don't allow your world to revolve properly, then you can't really help or care about anyone else. And I really do think that, you know, that's what the message of the song is. It's just literally like, no, it's me who's living my life. But I mean, I think when I wrote it, there was a bit of anger in here as well, though. And then I think actually I wrote the bridge a little bit later when I was actually in South Africa. We're doing some more stuff for my dad's estate and things like that. And so we'd gotten to South Africa and I was just looking for a way to finish the song. And I think this is another thing that I should talk about is, you know, so I think that another reason why maybe I don't love the song as much is, you know, there's definitely some like in the chorus here, you know, it's not you, it's not you who's living my life. I like the chorus. But when I got to the bridge, I was in South Africa and I just wanted to finish the song. Now, the thing is, what I'm trying to say here is there are a bunch of songs that I have that are unfinished and often I come back to them later and I go in there with the mindset that now I'm just going to finish them, you know, and I think this sort of does have another unintended consequence where I might not necessarily like it as much, you know, the song, because it's sort of just forced to finish and it wasn't something that just came out, you know, in one go, and sometimes it sort of dilutes what it's about a little bit. And I think that's what might have happened here. And I've just looked for words like, gotta bring the soldiers out to take me away because I'll be fighting. Better bring your soldiers out to take me away because it's my life I'm in. So it's like no one can take me away from living my own life. And yeah, I don't know. There's just something about this song that just, again, doesn't really ring true with me. And I think also part of the song is I know I was also trying to pop it up. So for example, like... if I want to go out tonight, which I wouldn't want to go out. I don't really like going out. If I want to crawl up deep inside, that's probably more me. Want to drive all night until the dark gives way to morning light. Again, it's not me. It's just me who's living this life. So I think I was trying to make this song a little bit more relatable for other people. And that's sort of what happens. You know, you end up being a little bit, it becomes a little bit unrelatable for yourself, which is a very, very interesting sort of, I feel like it's a very interesting push and pull between audience and songwriter. And this is something that I tend to like have to struggle with quite a lot, is if I want to make a song that's pop, or a song that I feel I can relate to other people, there's a fine line, because if you take it too far in that direction, then it doesn't relate to yourself, and you're not really ringing true, and it's not that honest. So it's trying to find that sweet spot. I mean, I remember this song reminds me of a song I wrote recently, which would be in season 2 of Songbook, and that'll come in like, I have no idea how long period. But there was...
Give me that friendship smile. So I see you sizzle on a big fat plate, and beers and rum get Susie singing till it's late. Oh, and Fred dives in the pool, and everybody's watching, thinking, oh, his body ain't what he used to be, but he still shows it off whenever he can.
So, like, this one and that one, it's just this idea of, like, I don't know, trying to relate it to other people, and even just that song there, it really reminds me of this one, this Living This Life and that For Now, because it's basically creating an imagined idea of what people are thinking, and I don't really know that that's what I'm doing when I start writing a song. Like, I started writing this one and I thought it was about me, you know. I think I learned how to stop. I think I learned how to put the worries away, because everybody's out having fun and I'm alone and I don't care. But then, as soon as I did those four lines, I think I went into this idea of trying to please other people. Don't care about anyone. Don't care about the beach or sun. Don't care about the tan lines on my boxes, baby. Like, I mean, that's not me. I mean, it is me, but it's this exaggerated version of me. And it's not even a thing that's really pertinent to the feelings that I had at the time. And so sometimes I do that. Sometimes I take a song into that direction, into a direction where it's not 100% me. And I think you can hear that. You can hear that in the way that I sing it, and you can hear that in the way that I perform it. And I think that's very clear with a song like this. It's very clear with a song like this. Whereas the next song that I've got, literally, which you're going to be hearing in a few days, is a song called Got a Bad Record. And I'm pretty sure that one's like, you know, very me, and that's why I relate to it a lot more. It's like, it's this fine line, and I can't overstress that enough. It's just this interesting thing where I'm learning that if I try and write a song for somebody else, if it's not, I can't write a song for somebody else. I mean, I can, but I can't, like, then perform it or love it as much as anything else. You know, even just thinking about, like, there's a song called Body of Mine. I did it with Mandy earlier on in this podcast. We had a interview and together, and it was a song we wrote together, and it was a song that I've played for women in live, and some of them have told me that this is their favourite song of mine, and that it might even be an anthem for their life. But it was written for somebody else, and because of that, I don't love it as much. Body of mine, why am I so hard on you all the time? I just can't seem to get anything right, and the more I try, the more lost I feel. How long will it take me to heal? Something I've never felt before. And again, it's only a little bit in this song, but yeah, it's that's the feeling of it. That's the feeling of it. And I guess, yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting thing, you know. I think there are always going to be songs that are written that hit that sweet spot. They hit that sweet spot, you know. And when they do hit that sweet spot, and you can hear it in the performance, in the words, and it's something that relates with other people, that's, I think, the sweet spot. It's not necessarily when you can manufacture it or something like that. Anyway, chords for this one are very simple. B, F sharp, C sharp minor, E. Simple as that. And I do slight variations on that throughout the song, but that's pretty much it. Percussive style. I'm playing way too much with this percussive style now. But I don't think this song's really going to ever go anywhere. That's pretty much it. You've heard it, and it's out. Anyway, that's Living This Life. If you do really like it, you can pretty much just listen to the demo right now. Oh, yeah, and even the demo. Just bear in mind, the demo's a little bit flat. Like, I sing a little bit flat at the beginning, and I do try and do the woohoos and do that over singing some of the bridge. So it's definitely very demo-y, this demo that you're about to hear. But it is also available on SoundCloud right now. So you can have a listen to it there, or you can listen to it straight up now. But otherwise, please subscribe, please like, share this podcast if you really like it. And we're only a few weeks away before I start launching my first single. Very excited about that. Anyway, this is Living This Life. This is Songbook. My name's Alessandro, and I'll talk to you, see you next time. I think I learned how to stop. I think I learned how to put the worries away, 'cause everybody's out having fun and I'm alone and I don't care. Don't care about anyone. Don't care about the beach or sun. Don't care about the tan lines on my boxers, baby. But let's be clear, ain't nobody tan for themselves out here. Well, it's not you, it's not you who's living my life. Not my dad or my mom or Becky's cousin Sarah, who is saying my time. If I wanna go out tonight, wanna crawl up deep inside, wanna travel night until the dark is with the morning light, it's just me who's living this life. Know your words won't sway this tree trunk now in any way, 'cause the roots going deep this time. You can't pull me out 'cause I don't care. Don't care about happy hour. Don't care about the big beer tower. Don't care where you're at on this planet, baby. 'Cause listen here, my real friends, they know I care. Well, it's not you, it's not you who's living my life. Not my dad or my mom or Becky's cousin Sarah, who's saying my time. You ever wanna go out tonight? Wanna crawl up deep inside? Wanna drive all night until the dark gives way to morning light? It's just me who's living this life. Gotta bring the soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'll be fighting. Better bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'll be fighting. Gotta bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'll be fighting. Better bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause it's my life I'm in. Well, gotta bring your soldiers out to take me away, 'cause I'm living my life. Not my dad or my mom or Becky's cousin Sarah, who is saying my time. You ever wanna go out tonight? Wanna crawl up deep inside? Wanna drive all night until the dark gives way to morning light? It's just me who's living this life. Ooh.